Welcome everybody to the Erlang podcast. On this episode, we will be talking about the three characteristics that us as teachers like to see in students. Hopefully you enjoy it. The first characteristic we want to touch on today is attitude. And definitely I think the biggest way to define this is when somebody is just a positive person overall, when they're able to understand what their role is going to be inside of a course, and always be looking for solutions, always understanding that despite the complexity of any course or anything in life, they're always looking, they're always very, very solution based. I think that that motivates us a lot, because basically we're able to give a 50-50 contribution and make it 100% experience. I think another thing that's very cool about observing students with a positive attitude is when they can just have a good time in the courses. You know, there are many times where, in our particular case, we have to teach and train people within a working context, which means people are already stressed as it is. People have a lot of pressure on a day-to-day basis. And so added to that is our courses, which if not perceived right, if not taken with the right attitude, they will look at it as yet another burden to fulfill. And so there are people and there are students that can differentiate that very, very well and understand that the moment they come in that course is going to be a time, yes, to learn, but even more so is going to be a time to self-explore, to enjoy, to look for the opportunities to just have a good time despite any shortcomings or any roadblocks that might present themselves. So definitely attitude is going to be a huge thing in terms of what motivates us. And hopefully, if you're one of those students listening now, you would be motivated to contribute to that aspect in the classes that you participate in. And never mind just language classes, but any other, you know, kind of environment of learning in which you have to participate, we do believe that it greatly contributes to an overall, you know, positive result in the context of teaching. So, yes. Now, moving along to the second one. On the second aspect that we want to expand on is definitely when we have students that like to be challenging. It is such a reward for a teacher to know that he plans his class, but that he has a group of students that's not going to be sufficient for, that are looking for more, that want that extra, that want that plus. And not even just from the actual lesson itself, but maybe even expanding further on to cultural questions, to origins of the language and so forth. And so definitely that type of student keeps a teacher on his or her toes. Now, I want to be careful with that, because with that kind of student also comes the risk of the student that may want to monopolize the entire session, that doesn't let others speak, that yes, it's true that they may have the answer for a lot of the questions that are asked, but it could come a time where it could be a little bit irritating. So I would say challenging doesn't mean to be a festering type of person. Challenging just means that you are requesting for that plus, and or you're giving that plus strategically within the time lapse of a class. Also, I would say that even when they come ready to challenge the entire classmates by perhaps, you know, implementing some of the strategies, some of the grammar that they have seen before, asking questions in reference to the material that was seen before, and making reference to readings, to videos, and so forth, I believe that when somebody does that consistently in the group, they are by nature and sometimes almost subliminally challenging the group to stay or rather to come up at a particular standard, and they won't take, you know, any less of a standard. And so we really definitely enjoy seeing this. Again, the overarching result is that we have a course performance to the highest level, both of course from a teacher standpoint as well as from the student standpoint. And all in all, this contributes to a very well execution on behalf of both. So again, to any of those that are out there listening to us, I would strongly commend you to be that challenging student, because it greatly motivates the teacher, and it keeps him demanding more from himself, especially because many times teachers, we give topics more than once, and we can get very used to, okay, you know, I've done this like 100 times. But when we have that challenging group or that challenging student or group of students, we know that we have to give that plus, give that extra, because that won't be sufficient for them. And although it may be a little hard at times, in the end, we recognize it as a part of growth to us. So definitely continue to be challenging, okay? Great. And the topic that we want to close off with is definitely one that is a great, if not the greatest contributor in everything that we have mentioned, is right there with challenging. And it would be proactive. We, as teachers, we are just completely motivated and moved in a positive sense when we see students that are willing to do that extra at all times. You know, in practical examples, I would say that student that is, picking up a newspaper and on his own incorporating, you know, these kind of activities to his average everyday life without it being required from him. And again, other resources would be, you know, books, other podcasts, and anything that has to do with expanding upon not just the language, but the lifestyle itself of speaking a second or a third language. I believe that that's a great motivator to us, and sometimes even an aid for us, just because we know that there's someone that we can rely on. And another way in which it motivates us is because I believe that the biggest and utmost desire that a teacher has or a trainer has for when they are preparing material is for that material to go beyond the classroom experience, to go beyond that hour and a half in which you may have them. And when we see this bearing fruit, it is a great satisfaction to us, and it is a great motivation to us to continue to do our job the way that we have been doing it. Again, as I mentioned in the previous point, there may be times where teachers and students start to go to tunnel vision just because some things seem repetitive, some things may seem not as exciting anymore. Well, the proactive student is always looking for that thing to highlight in whatever he or she does, and I would go as far as to say, not just in classes, but in any aspect of his or her life. So having said all of that, I want to encourage all of you out there to be as proactive as you can with your trainers, with your teachers, and anything that you're doing, because it greatly contributes to the overall experience from a student standpoint, to a teacher standpoint, and from all the participants involved to have a great experience in learning. So that wraps it up for us. We look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Okay.